2016, April 3rd. And that today would be my mother's birthday, but she died in 2005. But just crossed my mind as a way to recognize, and I miss my mom in a sense of I don't miss the person of my mother was, but I miss the comfort of a mother or of the being someone there for me. And this someone there for me now is Solène, and our agreement is driving me crazy. It's a big push, this letting go of one agreement to embrace a new one, to address our needs of physicality, our needs of sexual being. And fuck, it's no joke. It's just very difficult to recognize this internal turmoil that sets in as it brings up a sense of abandonment. She abandoned me, she will not accept me when she knows I did what we agreed I would do, because she was not there. And shame, I'll feel shame I did something that was not right. Guilt, I know I'm guilty, and she knows as well, and she's guilty on her side as well. Possessiveness, she's mine, I'm hers, and it's not the way to treat each other. Sense of property, a sense of objectifying the other. It's hard. It's like she allows herself to play with somebody else and seek somebody else that that's not me. She doesn't want to do what I want her to do. I don't want to do what she wants me to do. And all these things unsaid also reflects how crazy I am, how crazy we are, how crazy we are in relationship to another human being. There is no sense of almost like respect to another human being as a separate, as a complete identity. It's like this taking over and basically playing a lousy god that takes somebody else's freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of seeking the right to freedom, the right to choose, the right of seeking happiness. And it's very stabilization goes away. It's difficult to keep the balance on trust that I'm safe, in trust that and ultimately that we will be intimate when we have part of ourselves that's going to be fulfilled by third or fourth people. And it moves quite a bit. And I have been thinking about this. I've been practicing, and I've been going out there and doing stuff together and get to be known by each other. And at the same time, there's a boxing to box the reality and deny it as if it didn't happen. So it's no joke. There is some suffering to do, some resistance that needs to be broken, the resistance that needs to be overcome and ultimately transcended to be a greater person and to have a greater person with a that's more free, that's more present, that's bigger than the previous one, and to accept, interact with as human beings that constantly changing. And when it comes to crotches, it's potent. It's like the very base of the family. It's the sexual interaction, it's the commitment, it's the intimacy. And to accept that this formula, in spite of being sweet and beautiful in its own way, just doesn't hold true for us. I'm not talking about her, I'm talking what is being revealed to us, that it just doesn't work in the sense of bringing a fulfillment of two individuals that is going forward, going towards attaining greater individuation, greater individuality, and choosing to be together. And ultimately, my greatest fear, I would say, would be losing the intimacy. And the greatest hope is gaining that intimacy. So it's like a need of breaking this resistance, breaking this conditioning, and rewriting our own path, rewrite our own map. It's proceeding without a map, proceeding without knowing how it's gonna be. So I'm quite moved, but willing to go, because there's nothing sweeter than greater freedom. Greater and greater and greater freedom. And it's totally necessary that I name what I want. To seek within myself, name it, and find the courage to go for it. And that's where I am now, and that's what we're doing.